This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next?
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson's DNC speech this week is stoking speculation about a job for him in a Kamala Harris administration.
I hear that from everybody else except for the Harris folks, so.
Johnson has been Milwaukee's mayor since 2021.
I'm very happy as mayor of our city. I think there's plenty of opportunity in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin.
On stage at the DNC, Johnson talked about how the bipartisan infrastructure law is revitalizing black neighborhoods. The official leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of a highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's all part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. Four hotel security guards charged with killing a man in downtown Milwaukee this summer are pleading not guilty. Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Herbert Williamson, and Devin Johnson Carson were in court yesterday. They face felony murder charges in the death of Devontae Mitchell. Prosecutors say they held Mitchell down and suffocated him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison is getting millions from the federal government for roads and bridges. Governor Tony Evers announced 76 infrastructure projects statewide are getting funding. 22 of them are here in Madison. The money is coming from the Biden-Harris administration's infrastructure law. Madison will receive a total of $40.2 million for the nearly two dozen projects. Meanwhile, we are so close to the city opening its rapid bus transit system routes. You're seeing more and more of the red blocks painted on driving lanes, boarding stations are being finished, and bus only is being painted on the lanes that need it. So here's what you need to know. Those bus only lanes are critical to the new system. They help buses get around much faster than the routes we already have, but they're technically not active yet. So for now, you can drive in those lanes as long as they're not blocked off. The bus rapid transit system officially launches September 22nd. And the two remaining candidates for Dane County Executive met in a debate last night. Organized by the Madison Housing Coalition, they talked about all kinds of issues, including the county's spending, transportation, and of course, housing. Dana Pelabon was the former housing director for Porchlight. She advocated for new systems and programs. Meanwhile, Melissa Agard highlighted initiatives already in the works at the county level. The event was part of the first annual Madison Housing Week. The Monona Grove School District has revealed a budget crisis 3 years in the making, and families are upset. Earlier this week, district officials released a letter stating they'd pulled $8 million out of the district's reserve fund over the last few years because of overspending and mismanagement. At last night's school board meeting, dozens of parents showed up to voice their frustration. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, the district now faces a $1.8 million budget gap for the next school year. The Reedsburg School District has canceled the first 2 weeks of the varsity football team's games, and we don't really know why yet. The district sent out a release saying there's an investigation in the community, but that vague answer was all we got. The release said, quote, due to confidentiality concerns with any issue involving students, there is nothing further that can be shared with you about this matter, end quote. They were supposed to play River Valley tonight, and next Friday they were set to take on DeForest. JV games will go on as scheduled. We'll keep you updated on this story as we learn more. Meanwhile, the Packers have signed Madison native to the defensive line. Keontae Shad played for 2 seasons at the University of Minnesota, then 1 at the University of Oregon. Since college, he's played in both the UFL and USFL, where he had the second most sacks in the league in 2023. He'll wear number 98 for the Packers. No doubt he'll be happy to come home to Wisconsin. Keontae Shad is a graduate of Madison East High School. Moms and Honorary Moms, a local nonprofit, needs your help. Moms on a Mission is a group of volunteers who supervise lunch hour outside East High School. They have free water and snacks, which are a big hit with teens, but mostly they're offering their presence. They get to know kids and can offer them support. The group started a few years ago after a big fight at East, and since then, the number of lunch hour fights has dropped. They need donations and more volunteers. You don't have to be a mom. An honorary mom is good enough. And a group of veterans and first responders is headed to Madison today on a healing journey. Project Hero is a nonprofit dedicated to supporting veterans, disabled veterans, and first responders with PTSD. They're cycling 450 miles from St. Paul, Minnesota to Madison. Organizers of Project Hero says it gives them a sense of camaraderie, a mission, and a huge sense of accomplishment. They got to Reedsburg last night. Today, they'll make their way to Madison. They'll spend the night here and have a celebration tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's, the Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddie Peralta after 5 scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. 5 innings of shutout. Only 2 hits, I think, and you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Need a feel-good film? Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the documentary Long Shot. The film follows Juan Catalan, who is wrongfully convicted of murder. In the film, he claims to have been at a Dodger game with his daughter. Even though a celebrity lawyer takes the case, Catalan still can't provide an alibi until a major TV star steps forward and saves the day thanks to camera footage. It is a great feel-good watch and only 40 minutes long. Long Shot can be seen on Netflix and is guaranteed to entertain you. Who's up for a threequel of the animated persuasion? One of the most popular Pixar films ever, The Incredibles, will have a third installment. Writer-director Brad Bird, who also directed The Iron Giant, will be back helming the project as he did the first two films. 2014's Incredibles 2, which came out 14 years after the original, was the company's highest-grossing film ever until this summer's Inside Out 2 dethroned it. If there's one thing Hollywood needs, it's more total bros who have never acting in movies. Lionsgate is addressing the problem by casting Travis Kelce in an action comedy film called Loose Cannons. The plot pairs two handsome renegade cops. Usually it's just one loose cannon paired with a total stiff, but the word cannon has been pluralized. How far is Kelce planning on taking this acting thing?
And the Oscar goes
two. Break a leg, Chief. If there's a documentary about you and the word monster is next to your name, well, life might not be going your way. Such is the case for the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric. The lovable scamps are the subject of season 2 of the Netflix Monster series. Eric and Lyle were convicted of murdering their parents in 1996. They've got their quirks. Monsters drops September 19th on Netflix. Conan O'Brien as a sex worker? Who hasn't pictured that? On his Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast, the former talk show host sat down with actor Walton Goggins, who stars in the new season of White Lotus. During their conversation, Conan said that last year while in Bangkok, he ran into White Lotus creator Mike White and pitched himself as a gigolo in the show's new season. Goggins said he could see O'Brien playing a gigolo and actually being a gigolo in real life, all while keeping a straight face. Good actor. The third season of White Lotus premieres on Max in 2025. Well, it's happened. After months of denying their marriage was in trouble and moving out of their $60 million crib, it's official. Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from husband Ben Affleck 2 years to the day after their big wedding celebration in 2022. Now she's Jenny from a different block. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.